need to fix something, and you become friends with them, and they're great. We had a QR guy in one of the shipyards we went through in Singapore, and he was a younger guy, and he liked to come down and help us, and he was responsible for the quality control of the shipyard work for the shipyard. And one of the things that we wanted to do was we wanted to make sure that when we went off the dry dock, that we didn't have any undiscovered fractures in the structure of the ship. So we sat this QR guy down and we devised a game. We would give prizes, and prizes were significant. The first prize was $500. If you could discover a crack in the structure of our ship that was propagating from a frame in the ship to the shell, to where it would impact maybe a fracture in the shell, then $500. If you could find a fracture that was in one of the structural members but it wasn't going to the hull, $200. And if you could just find any fracture, $100. And before we know it, we had, at noontime, all the people from the other ships in the shipyard were coming to our ship to search to see if they could win the prize. And we had guys that found fractures. That saved us multiple thousands of dollars per day of not having to put the ship back on the dry dock because we came up with this concept. This QR guy thought we were the funniest bunch of guys on the ship. He had such a good time. And, of course, he was a hero because he found all these fractures. It was great. It was terrific. So we wrote up a big article, put it in the Shipyard Magazine. Then they decided that, well, you guys should stay on your own ship. You could let the guys that are assigned to that ship, but the other guys that you stay there, because they didn't want to go back to the other ship. They wanted to come work on our ship. So pretty soon everybody wanted to work on our ship.
That's great.
So it was fun. It was really fun.
Yeah. Huh. I think that's so crucial, and it's not something that happens that much these days.
And the funny thing was that he became such a good friend of ours when we left the shipyard. He knew the chief engineer and I like hot chili paste. His mother made us some chili paste with hot chili peppers there, and she sent it down to us before we sailed. And it was dynamite stuff. It really was. But you meet good friends like that, it's good.